Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Let's get started with some music. New Wave pioneers Devo released the timeless track Whip It more than 40 years ago, but you can catch them performing Whip It and other hits this Wednesday at Pier 17. Devo was formed by art students in the early 1970s at Kent State in Ohio. Their rise to New Wave success and fame involves some early attention from Iggy Pop and David Bowie, production on their first album by Brian Eno, and a wildly creative approach to music and visuals. The decades since have included a break and a reunion, as well as solo projects and other work for individual members. Jerry Casale has released music as Jihad Jerry and the Evildoers and directed music videos for bands like Soundgarden and Foo Fighters. And Mark Mothersbaugh has become an accomplished film and TV composer. His writing credits for film range from Wes Anderson's first four movies to Thor, the Lego movie. In TV, he has worked on everything from Tiger King to Rugrats. And with a preview ahead of their Pier 17 show, Mark Mothersbaugh, Jerry Casale of Devo, join us now. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello there.
It is a treat to have you with us today. Mark, you are on tour now, but explain, this is not for new music, right? What does the tour set list look like?
It looks like all the, you know, somebody's bucket list if they want to hear all the great songs from the past.
The Devo bucket list.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a career-spanning compendium.
Now, some of these songs you've been playing for three or four decades, right? What do you do to keep these songs feeling fresh for yourselves and for the audience?
Well, since they have substance and since de-evolution is more relevant than ever, since it's quite real, I think there's no argument about that. Your little bumpers into this segment was like a perfect dovetail into the reality of de-evolution. Our songs are relevant, maybe more relevant than ever. So when we're playing them, it's not like we're back in time. We're right here.
You're right here. In the span of de-evolution, Mark, yeah. Talk about that. This idea that Devo comes from the concept of de-evolution, the idea of progress being reversed, humans going back, society regressing. How is that idea holding up now?
We see humans as the one species that's out of touch with nature. We're the one species that are destroying the planet.
The dark side of human nature is so predictable, and we're seeing it play out now across the globe. I mean, look how many tyrants and thugs and ideologues are crushing freedom, the way that Orwell predicted the future would be the boot crashing down in the face of humanity. It's exactly what's going on. And look at our own Supreme Court. Disgusting, reprehensible, unbelievable. It's like a bad joke. It's the Handmaid's Tale for real. You can't end a pregnancy, but you can buy a gun if you're a psycho, no problem.
Jerry, what do you think, you know, for someone who's maybe only barely in touch with the whole history of Devo, who's maybe showing up for the top 40 hits, is that a heavy lift jumping from Whip It to you know, the topic that you're bringing up right now?
Well, I think Bob Dylan said it a long time ago when somebody goes, does it bother you that nobody understands like a Rolling Stone? And he said, not at all. It wouldn't be a hit if they did. So that's where we're at.
So any way that people want to intersect with the world of Devo is okay.
Absolutely.
Is there going to be, Mark, any new Devo music on the way, new project? It seems like the way you're talking, the time could be ripe to revisit this theory of human de-evolution.
Sure. We're always interested, especially in the way new technology lets you think differently about the way you write songs and the way you burrow into people's heads. So we find it interesting time to be in.
An interesting time to be in. Does that translate to an inspiring time to be creating music and art or not?
Well, yeah. You know, we were hoping we were wrong 40 years ago. We were always thinking, okay, well, we just talk about this and people are going to, you know, like self-adjust, self-correct. And instead we were just like putting it out there ahead of time, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, our music then was fueled by the anger and frustration of another time that seems to mirror this time, except it seems like kindergarten compared to now. And that was the Nixonian era and the expansion of the war in Vietnam into Cambodia without an act of Congress, and then all the lying to the public and all of the attempts to, transgress the three branches of government and take away individual rights and First Amendment rights. Sound familiar, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And now it's even, it's on steroids now, as they say, and more, more effective, because the education system was decimated in the last 40 years, and people's ability to think critically and look at disinformation has disintegrated. So they just buy slogans and they buy lies. Obviously, you had the biggest liar in history as your president for 4 years, a scumbag, a disgusting fat scumbag that ate bad food and lied to the American public and was a grifter that was taking everybody, to the store, to the cleaners.
Well, I want to ask about, if you go to Devo's website, you find a lot of different merchandise, right? Albums, all kinds of different products, including Devo vodka. Jerry, can you please explain this? We're talking about de-evolution and the destruction of our planet, but we're also selling vodka here.
Well, it's organic potato vodka.
Okay, so once you put it that way.
It's gluten-free, and vodka is relatively tame, let's put it that way. It's benign.
and there's a potato connection, right?
That's right.
Can you explain the Devo potato connection? I'm thinking immediately of one of your album covers that has you as potatoes.
That's how Jerry and I met. I didn't know I was a graffiti artist, but I was posting art around Kent State that had a... that I would do in the evening after school was out, and I would put these images. And he came up to me one day and said, "Are you the guy putting pictures of astronauts holding potatoes standing on the moon?" And I go, "Around campus?" And I go, "Yeah, what of it?" And he goes, "What do potatoes mean to you?" And Jerry definitely had a fascination with potatoes already.
Jerry, how did that all come together, that era that you're talking about, your artistic inclinations, the era of Richard Nixon, and a fascination with potatoes? How did that all come together as
potatoes,
fuel?
You know, the jokes in Ohio, commentators, potatoes were not respected. They were like the salt of the earth, fruit or vegetable, however you see it. And they had eyes all around, and they were asymmetrical, and they, they weren't royalty. So we were,
lived underground.
Of the earth, tubers. So we identified with the common tuber. So we were all spuds, potatoes. We weren't born with silver spoons in our mouths.
Something about the common nature of potato. But
correct.
Of that came together to fuel this art project, this ongoing concern, this music career, Devo. How did that all fuel what you do?
Well, it was a creative response to the horror of the times. I mean, mm-hmm. there came a point at which you'd have to join the weather underground and get homicidal or get creative and subversive, because that was the only choice left, because the situation was so dire. And these, these ideologues, these tyrants were taking over. And the Constitution was absolutely threatened. Again, not like it is now. This is times 10 now.
I wanted to ask also, we were talking about merchandise before. And Mark, I know there's a fascinating connection between Devo and Neil Young. That whole intersection is fascinating to me. And Neil had some very serious thoughts about merchandise. What was his view?
Well, that was early on. It was he had just seen our first album and asked why we had merchandise for sale on our inner sleeve. And Jerry and I were both fat. We loved comic books. We loved magazines from our time period. And you'd see that page where, you know, you would sell something, some mysterious newspaper called Grit that I don't think any of us have ever seen the real thing, but it would describe what kind of a prize you got if you sold like 50 subscriptions of Grit magazine. And so we loved all that stuff. And we just liked the idea of having icons available for, you know, we liked it and we thought people would like it if they saw it on our album covers. So we put things on there. And I remember him going to me and said, "Mark, why are you guys selling merchandise? That's not rock and roll. That's not cool." But he was, you know, at that time he was probably correct.
He didn't understand that what we were doing was a send up of low mm-hmm. pop culture. That's exactly what we were doing.
I certainly know those. I have that same comic book connection that you're talking about. So,
yeah, we knew all the proper intellectual and academic information, but we were combining it with the lowest of pop culture on purpose, because we'd always said, "How low can you go with Devo?" We looked at the intersection of the high and low culture, and we were fusing them on purpose and making a comment on it and being satirical. So when we offered this merchandise, we wanted our fans to be in on it with us. We weren't trying to sell them something seriously. You know, it was part of the art. It was, you know, we wanted them to smile.
That's a good motivation right there. We're going to have to take a very short break right now. We are speaking with Mark Mothersbaugh and Jerry Casale of Devo on All of It here on WNYC. We are speaking with Jerry Casale and Mark Mothersbaugh of the band Devo here on All of It on WNYC. I'm David Furst in for Allison Stewart. They will be performing at Pier 17 in Manhattan this Wednesday. And I wanted to ask you about this, Jerry. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were announced on May 4th. Devo was...
Who won?
I don't have the full list in front of me, but Devo was not among them. This Devo has been nominated multiple times, but did not make it in. How are you holding up?
Oh, you know, it's predictable. I mean, we are the red-haired stepchild or the Rodney Dangerfield of pop music. You know, we were never understood. We were always misunderstood. And, you would think that they would put us in there because at least we were what was new about New Wave. We were original. We did change the way music was done, both visually and sound-wise, the way we acted on stage. We were doing performance art. We didn't talk about what other bands talk about with our subject matter. You'd think that we were unique enough in our own lane that they would go, "You know, you guys, after 40 years, here you go." But no.
But Mark, isn't it wonderful in a way that it continues to be misunderstood? Isn't that what rock and roll is supposed to be all about?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those things where it kind of makes sense by being not making sense. Well, you know, Jerry's right. When we showed up, content had left pop music. The Bob Dylans and even Country Joe, you know, and the Fish, you know, they were all gone, and music had turned into corporate rock and disco. So, you know, it's I can see how people have a hard time figuring out where to put us.
Still, though, Jerry, you're from Ohio. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland. It should be a natural, right?
You would think. Yeah. Hey. Who am I?
All right.
Well, Ohio has very lenient burial laws, which is true. And I'm going to see if Devo can put our money together and buy one of the parking spaces next to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, you know, we may end up being Rock and Roll Hall of Fame adjacent.
Okay. Permanently Rock and Roll Hall of Fame adjacent. I like that. Now, I want to mention, looking at the Pier 17 show, you have a special guest opening for you, Creed Bratton, who, besides being a star of The Office, has also been a musician for many years. Yes. Why do Devo and Creed Bratton make sense together?
Oh, they don't.
That's a wonderful answer.
Kind of why we're doing it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's absurd. And wanted to do it.
He wanted to do it, and why not?
Yeah, and why not? And he won't destroy the sound check that we go through for an hour and a half, because we have this long theatrical show with lots of moving parts and video elements and costumes and various instruments. And a full rock band would destroy the stage and we'd come out and sound terrible. But with Creed, that's not going to happen.
Okay, so there's some practical purposes as well. Devo has always been a cerebral group, not just a band, but a piece of performance art. Are there any modern bands or artists that you see carrying a similar spirit to yours forward?
Not really. Do you, Mark? Do you see any?
You know, it's like I'm always just working in film, and I get buried in that for mute, and I'm listening to specific music. So I don't know. Tell us. Who do you think it is?
When Devo releases a new album, I'll have to go. That'll be my vote.
Okay. I mean, I do see things that individually, you know, you'll see a thing here and there, a song that's very impressive. Like a few years ago when Donald Glover under the name of Childish Gambino did This Is America. Mm. And I saw that video and heard the song. I was jealous. It was so good. If Devo was, you know, doing what it should do, we would have our version of that.
Yeah, there's Davey Force out there who went from TV Sheriff to Info Channel. And, you know, there's things like that I think would sync up with Devo really well.
Hmm. And the brand new Kendrick Lamar single was very interesting.
I mentioned Neil Young earlier, and I am fascinated by that connection between Devo and Neil Young, because you guys really inspired that entire era of Neil Young's music, that whole Rust Never Sleeps. That concept came straight from Devo.
Right.
Can you talk about that?
He was definitely an artist, and he was definitely more than just, you know, Grandpa Granola or something like that. He was definitely always curious about new music, and he was into the Sex Pistols. He was into Devo. We performed with him, and it was interesting being in that movie with him.
I mean, meeting him was a revelation, because, like Mark said, you think, oh, he's the guy that's like the grandfather of granola rock, and you thought, how could Neil Young like Devo music? But then when you met him and spoke with him, you got exactly why he did.
Because he loved it, just loved it.
Well, he's a deep thinker and funny and iconoclastic and eclectic. He was very interesting and full of like youthful energy and ideas.
Human Highway was the first movie I ever ended up having my score in. I scored that, he scored that with him. We were like a tag team.
That's that Neil Young movie that you were in with so many other actors. Yeah. Well, Devo is going to be performing at Pier 17 in Manhattan. It is coming up this Wednesday. Jerry Casale and Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah. We promise you'll see and hear things that you won't from any other band.
Yeah, I can't wait to get there.
We devolve during the show. We actually devolve.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
definitely. We can watch it.
And we get a little lower every show, I think. You know?
We can watch it in real time.
Well, not only that, but it's Boogie Boy's birthday. It really literally is.
That's true.
So the whole show will be a celebration of the infantile spirit of de-evolution, and you will see the narrative unfold.
Yeah, he's hoping that everyone in the audience brings him a present, so... I hope they don't disappoint. Yeah.
Well, we can all devolve together. Thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you.